Welcome back to PA Trench News, your independent news reporting of Southern PA. Yesterday, I left you off with a little bit of details about the former police chief James Bonner's wife suing West Penn Township. I wanted to go through the rest of the available court documents. I'm going to be summarizing them because these court documents are arduous. Some of them really don't give us a lot of detail, so I will summarize the important part. The township filed a response to the initial complaint, asking for several complaints to be dismissed because they were improper. The judge did agree and dismissed 5 of the 9 charges, leaving 4 charges to go on to another round of litigation. Here is the list of charges that were dismissed by the judge. This document that was uploaded was not signed, but it appears due to the filings that this indeed was a order that the judge submitted. So the judge dismisses with prejudice count 4, FMLA interference, count 5, FMLA retaliation, count 6, wrongful discharge, count 7, due process, and count 9, Pennsylvania wage payment and collection law. After those charges were dismissed, the lawyers on behalf of Carla Fritt submitted an amended complaint taking out the charges that the judge was not going to be hearing. It doesn't have any additional information in it. It's just edited to remove the charges that the judge felt could not move on to additional litigation. Next is the response to the prayer for relief. The township submitted this document in response to the amended complaint, meaning that now that the complaint has been amended, they will respond to it. Here is where I found the most important information regarding the affirmative defenses. The first defense is plaintiff fails to state a claim against West Penn Township upon which relief can be granted. West Penn Township is not an employer as defined by the Americans with Disabilities Act. Plaintiff was not a qualified individual nor disabled within the meaning of the ADA. Plaintiff was terminated for legitimate non-discriminatory reasons. All pertinent conduct and action taken by West Penn Township was done in accordance with all established and existing laws, rules, regulations, statutes, and constitutions of the United States and the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. At all times material hereto, the township's actions did not violate plaintiff's rights under the ADA Act, nor did its actions constitute retaliation under the ADA Act. No act, action, or omission of the township was the proximate cause or legal cause of any damage allegedly sustained by the plaintiff, and this constitutes a complete defense to the within causes of act. If the plaintiff suffered any damages as alleged, then such damages were not caused by any violations of the plaintiff's rights under any applicable laws of the United States, the United States Constitution, or the state of Pennsylvania. Plaintiff has not sustained any recoverable damages pursuant to the ADA, FLSA, or Pennsylvania law. Plaintiff's claims are barred or limited by the relevant statutes of limitation. All items, materials hereto, and to the extent required, the township provided reasonable accommodations and engaged in the interactive process with plaintiff. Any actions taken by the township relating to plaintiff's employment were due to independent and legitimate reasons. The township did not take any materially adverse employment action against the plaintiff in violation of her rights under the ADA. The township at all times acted reasonably, prudently, and in good faith. The plaintiff fails to state a claim under the FLSA upon which relief may be granted. The plaintiff fails to state a claim for breach of contract signed by the township's lawyers. The last document that I wanted to go over was a scheduling order. All that it is the rules that the judge expects the attorneys to follow, and that a telephone case management conference will be held on Friday, October 25th, 2024. This is a screenshot of board meeting minutes, and here I found a note about Carla, and it says that the chairman called for a nomination for a cleaning person for the police department. Glenn Hummel nominated Carla Fritt. Chairman seconded the motion. All in favor. Nominations closed 3-0. I found this to be interesting because it looks like she was nominated as a cleaning person for the police department. She didn't decline the nomination, and they voted all in favor. I don't know if the cleaning person was supposed to be a voluntary position or if this was supposed to be a hired position, but I did find them specifically voting on her being a cleaning person. So hopefully the further court documents will clarify her position, if she was holding two positions as a cleaning person and as an admin, or if she was holding a paid position as an admin and somehow got nominated as a cleaning person for the police department. The last thing I have is another screenshot of another meeting and agenda document that I pulled from the Borough Council meeting website. It says that Scott Soley, West Penn Pike, asked about the budget. He said he is at the police station quite a bit. Scott Soley said Carla Fritz does a lot of work at the police station. He said it's only another 20 hours to find in the budget. Chairman said it makes total sense to him instead of having the officer sit in the office to do paperwork. Glenn Hummel says he agrees. The problem is she was hired for 20 hours for the road department, which that didn't work out. It is a great help, but if he has to trade off from another officer on the street, his take would be another officer floating between shifts to have another officer on the street and still maintain administration. Glenn Hummel said what Chief Bonner had described she does a lot of work the officer should be doing. So although this paragraph is very confusing to read out loud, essentially what I got from that is that this was Scott Soley argumenting. We know at one point Carla's hours got cut in according to her own complaint from 40 hours down to 20. And it looks like here at this particular board meeting or borough council meeting, they discussed this, and this gives us a little bit of insight of why her hours may have got cut. They state that she had only been hired for 20 hours at the police department. I don't know if she was supposed to do 20 hours at the police department and 20 hours at the road department. I don't know how the cleaning job gets involved with this, but Glenn Hummel states that he would rather have more police officers on duty than have a person assigned to administration. And that's all I have for today. Thank you for listening along. If you're on YouTube, please like, comment, and subscribe to help this channel grow. If you are on your favorite podcasting app, please download, rate, and review. Thank you.